faithful to your word. Let my heart be secure. That from my first breath until my flesh returns to the dirt, you'll always be faithful to your word. Let my heart be secure. I know that from my first breath until my flesh returns to the dirt, you're faithful to your word.
Everybody, how are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode, or I should say another Godcast of Rise Up here from the heartland of America, the Hawkeye State of Iowa, right outside that beautiful Bible Belt, right on the edge of that beautiful Bible Belt, which means there's a spillover to Iowa. And there are so many God-fearing, wonderful people in the great state of Iowa. Had I remembered that, or had I known what I know right now, I probably would not have had any pushback leaving New Hampshire and coming here. It's just a different pace of life. People are nicer. Nobody's got road rage, it seems like, not compared to New England and Massachusetts and all that. See, Michael said, need a bigger belt. I agree. Need a bigger belt. And I think that's exactly what we're doing in America right now, not only in the MAGA, you know, Make America Godly Again movement, but also just, you know, everywhere. It seems like more and more people are starting to open up, talk to God, speak to God, understand that he's real. And it's just a really great place to be. The Midwest, at least where I am, still kind of reminds me of America. Still kind of reminds me of America. And it's such a great feeling. It's also a great feeling to be able to know that my family members are also coming to know God. Because, you know, for a while, people in my family really looked down on me and the kids and Sabrina for, you know, giving our lives to the Lord. And again, it's understandable, because how do you explain that? You know, how do you explain that to somebody without them experiencing it, without them having firsthand knowledge of it? It sounds crazy. And then you take that truth pill, which is Jesus, and you realize not only how wrong you were, but you realize how much you've been lied to, right? And the reason why you've been lied to for so long is because there are a million voices throughout your life telling you things that are not of heaven, but are of earth. Telling you how to adopt the ways of the world. And God tells you, if you love the world, you can't love me. And if you love me, you can't love the world. I think the best representation that I've ever seen visually of what I'm trying to explain is the beginning of the show The Chosen. When you see all the fish swimming, and then one by one, representing the disciples and all of us who are disciples as well, turning and going against the grain, swimming against the current rather than with the current. And every time I watch an episode of that show, which, by the way, I'm not caught up, so don't ruin anything for me. But every time I watch an episode of that show, that beginning, that that singing, and then you see the fish going in circles, and you see one after another start turning around and going against the crowd, against the popular movement, against what everybody else is doing in the world. And it's such a beautiful representation of what I'm trying to say. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 390. Are we at 390? Yesterday I misspoke, by the way. I said 339. We were actually at 389. So, ladies and gentlemen, today is 390. We are almost 400 episodes into worshiping together, gathering together, you know, having fellowship together, learning together, growing together, crying and laughing and just learning the Word of God together. And I have to tell you this, I have learned more with you on my journey with Jesus in the last 400 episodes than I have learned from anybody, anywhere, anytime. I have a better understanding of things, and I'm more knowledgeable. And I think I'm more knowledgeable because of the fact that I do let the Holy Spirit speak for me now. There were a lot of times where I would try to get in my what I wanted to say as well, but now I just, like before the show, I said, Heavenly Father, please give me the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. Fill me up with that Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can speak your word. So that the Holy Spirit can teach us and guide us through me, not from me. Today, the store will be opened back up. CQ, you are 100% right. The store will be opened back up. New shirts, new designs, coffee. We got tumblers coming up. We have new designs even coming in next week. And we're purging out the old. But here's the great thing about the store. We have so much old inventory that every time you order, you'll get something free. A free hoodie, a free shirt, a free hat. Every time you order $25 or more, you're going to get something free. You order $100 or more, you're going to get more stuff free. It's going to be like a BOGO deal, like a twofer deal for like the next few months here on LFA TV. As soon as that store is open and is ready, and I pray that it's open by the time that we do Live from America today. Amanda says, got to tell you, Armra had really grown my nails and hair got thicker and a little longer. I kid you not, it took me hours to flatten my hair. Armra is, it's as revolutionary for me as Field of Greens was, so you're exactly right. Chosen is based off false religions, Mormon and Catholic docs. Don't upset me with telling the truth. Just research it. Hey, look, when you know Jesus, you discern between what you should intake and ingest and what you shouldn't. And literally everywhere we look, ladies and gentlemen, and everywhere we, everything we watch, everything we see, we have to discern on what is good and what is not. We have to discern on what we should ingest and apply and what we should intake and apply and what we shouldn't. So I just think that that's something else that you get. By, you know, having the Holy Spirit in your life and being a man of God or a woman of God. So anyway, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And then we're going to talk about voices calling today, because this is something that is very important. By the way, I woke up at 3:05 this morning. And now when I wake up, it's like I just wake up. I'm not even tired. I wake up and I smiled this morning and I said, well, I looked at my clock and I said, oh, thank you. Thank you. It's 3:05. Got up, prayed, went to the bathroom, came back, prayed, fell right back asleep. Couldn't wait to get up. Normally, I'm a morning person, but I could not wait to get up this morning because I think it was the first time that I woke up and I smiled and looked up and said, thank you, just for waking up at 3 a.m. to pray. So, pretty incredible. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Please remove your hats if you're wearing one and try to drown out some voices. And let's listen to one voice. Yeshua. Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the ability to hear our shepherd's voice, to hear our shepherd calling us, his flock, to him. Lord and Heavenly Father, with the millions of voices that we hear throughout a week or a month or a lifetime, it is so incredibly hard to turn down the noise and focus on what you are telling us. But over time, Lord, you've given me the ability to not only be able to turn down the noise to hear you, but to hear you more than the noise without having to turn it down. That's the incredible journey of Jesus. And I thank you for that so much. And I pray that the people that are listening and watching today, Lord, whether it be live or later, also understand what I'm saying and maybe feel what I feel. And maybe they're on their journey with Jesus at a moment when they don't have that hard of a time turning down those other voices. It is very difficult to do. And I just want to thank you for the ability that you've given for us to do that so that we can hear you without any trouble, without any static. Not like a cell phone, no dropped calls, no tunnels, no mountains and trees blocking our communication, just straight communication from us to you with no barriers and no boundaries. Lord, thank you for that. And help me today spread your instruction, your commands, and your word to the great people that will hear it and receive it. And we pray this in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. Where's my 3 a.m. crew at? Huh? Where's my 3 a.m. crew yet at? And if you're not a 3 a.m. crew guy or girl yet, don't worry, you will be. You will be, because that's when God calls. And when Jesus calls, you answer. You know that shirt we have on the store? Jesus calling, answer or ignore? I'm answering. I'm answering the door. I'm answering the call. I'm answering it all. Okay? Now, I want you to open up your newsletters and your Bibles. Open up your Bibles to Isaiah 43 and open up your newsletters if you follow us on the newsletter. Now, if you don't, all you have to do is go to jeremyharrell.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and sign up for the Revolution newsletter. It's that simple. If you already have and you're not getting it, then make sure you check your other folders of your email to see if it's in there. And if you've done that and it's still not there, maybe use another email and sign up again. Okay? Where my 3 a.m. crew at? All right. I'm going to read the description of today's show. Rise Up, episode 390. In a period of a day, you hear 1,000 voices calling to you. Calling you by name, calling you names, meaningless conversations, meaningful conversations, friends, family, coworkers, bosses, store clerks, etc. It's a lot to deal with. You ever notice that your mind, when so much has gone on, so you get like a sensory overload and your mind is mush and you can't focus on one thing, and it's like your mind is scrolling through things to focus on, but it never stops on one thing, and you feel just discombobulated, and you feel like your mind is just made of mush. It's a lot to deal with. And that is why 3 a.m. is such a crucial hour. Here's the thing, though. Which voices during a day are you listening to, and which voices during the day are you ignoring? And we should be listening to verses, not voices, right? We should be focusing on verses, not voices. I just made that up. I like it. It's going to stick. Keep it. Hashtag it. Verses, not voices. Woo! Has a nice ring to it. And that's what all Christians need to start doing. Because voices are a distraction. Verses are the way to salvation. Verse of the day today, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be Isaiah 43:1. So if you guys can go there now, I would appreciate it. Again, Isaiah 43:1. I'll give you a minute to get there. Okay. Isaiah 43:1, Israel's Savior. But now, thus says the Lord. And for folks that, and this is the ESV I'm reading from, which is a pretty easy standard version. But for those who even want it even easier, but now this says the Lord. He who created you, O Jacob. He who formed you, O Israel, fear not. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. I want to focus on that last part. I have called you by name. You are mine. Now, you know the very powerful meaning of your name, correct? Crystal, my sister, I know you're watching for the third day. God bless you and congratulations. You've hit the lottery. You've literally hit the lottery by opening up your heart to Jesus. But there's an episode here on Rise Up where we talked about our names and how our parents did not name us. God did. And we went back and we read the meaning, the Hebrew meaning of our names, translated back to Hebrew, and it describes you perfectly. And this is not astrology. This is not zodiac sign crap. This is Hebrew biblical meaning to your name. And if anybody here is new and has not been a part of Rise Up for that long, I encourage you to do some research and translate your name backwards, backward translation, back to what your name means. And God says, I have called you by name. You are mine. 43:1, Isaiah 43:1, for those who are asking. And I will read it one more time because it's so quick. But now thus says the Lord, he who created, O Jacob, he who created you, O Israel, fear not, I have redeemed you. He redeemed Trump, didn't he? I have called you by name. You are mine. Which means that you can't sell your soul to the devil either. You can only willingly depart yourself from God. Your soul is not yours to sell. Your soul is yours to give away, but your soul is not for sale. You can willingly give it away. You can willingly walk from God, but you cannot sell or be under contract with Satan for anything that you don't own. I have called you by name, Brendan, Crystal, Meemaw Becky, Michelle Curl, Tim. I have called you by name, he says, and you are mine. How are you going to sell something to the devil that belongs to God? Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. And I did it, so I know. You guys all know that story. Now, I'm going to read something very profound to you. Okay? And I want you to listen very closely. Because this is going to set the stage for this entire show today. The devil, Satan, Lucifer, knows your name, but calls you by your sin. God, Yahweh, knows your sin, but calls you by your name. Thank you, Jesus. Tell me that didn't give you goosebumps. I got them right now on my legs, on my arms, on the back of my neck. Satan knows your name, but calls you by your sins. God knows your sins, but calls you by your name. Woo! I said it again, and I got the goosebumps all over again. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. All day long, your flesh is being called to by Satan. Please your flesh. Please your own heart. You're proud in what you do. Nobody's better than you. You're the one that's right. It's your way or the highway. Come on, just get angry. Yell at this person. Scream at this person. Tell this person they're an idiot. Divide yourselves even further. Come on, separate yourselves from other people that you're better than, and they are not on your level. You're the one that's right. They're the ones that are wrong. That's what you hear all day. That's what you hear calling to your flesh all day. And guess what? Your flesh is weak. Your flesh is weak. Your heart is wicked, and your tongue is even more wicked. You know how easy it is for Satan to call you by your sins and get you to hear him? Do you know how easy it is for him to do this? Verses, not voices, folks. Think about this. Satan talks to you all day long, and you listen. And you don't only listen. You decide to engage. And when you decide to engage, he's got you. And you apply. Think of all the things that you hear in a day. Think of all the things that you see in a day. That's why I said earlier to MDUS, Yeah, we can watch 1,000 things that might be, mean this or might mean that or might be good or might not be good. But that is up to you and the Holy Spirit to discern and filter out or what you let in. It is so easy for Satan to speak to you. And he knows it. That's why he doesn't call you by your name. And while Satan is using 1,000 voices, not verses, to speak to you every day, to get you to listen, to get you to give in to whatever it is, God is going, Cindy, Amanda, Chris, Jeremy, Crystal. He's calling you by your God-given name, by your Christian God-given name, and you can't hear him. And you can't hear him because you're standing in the middle of voices, not verses. All day, every day. Now listen, it's very easy to stop listening to Satan. Now, my grandfather, if anybody knows my grandma and grandpa Phyllis and John out there watching, some of you might. Well, they're passed away now. But my grandfather used to have two hearing aids. He was a World War II and a Korean War veteran. Or maybe he was just Korean War. I had grandpas in a lot of wars. And he used to have two hearing aids. And my grandmother was a mean, wretched old woman. But I loved her to death. And I loved her after death. And she used to scream at him, and he used to turn down his hearing aids. Literally could not hear anything. He'd look at me. He'd give me a half-crooked smile. Turn down his hearing aids. And she'd be sitting there going, da 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 da. And he wouldn't hear a thing. Because he tuned it out. And do you know how you tune out Satan? The same way. Now you don't have physical hearing aids, but you have the Holy Spirit, baby. You have the holy aid, not the hearing aid. And the holy aid can literally reject everything that Satan is using to call you by your sin and not by your name. Oh, this thing gets under your skin and makes you mad? Okay. The devil says, sin, sin, flesh, flesh, come on, get angry. Do what you always do. Get mad at the situation. While your holy aid, not your hearing aid, can turn that down and say, no, do something different this time. Give it to God. Give it to God and see what happens. So, when I was explaining to you the other day how so many people were being so rude and so incredibly, like, you know, punch-worthy on my posts and on anywhere, I can easily be like, screw you, you jerk, blah, 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 blah. I can easily do that. But you know what I said? I said, no, I'm going to use my holy aid. I'm going to turn that down. And here's what I said back. May God bless you. That right there is the sword of the Spirit, folks. That right there is, slayed my enemies. I slayed my enemies by not listening to voices and focusing on verses. I used my holy aid, my hearing aid, to quiet them. And I used the sword of the Spirit to slay them by saying, may God bless you. And believe me, I was angry. My flesh was going, come on, come on, let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out. I got so much to say. I got so much to do. Oh, I could crush this person within two posts. Please let me do it, my flesh is saying. And I'm going, hold up, wait, slow down. Let's give it to God first. And I got to tell you, folks, if you can focus on verses and not voices, How incredibly peaceful is that? Make sure you give us a Rumble if you have not done so yet. Just a thumbs up. And also, make sure you share. Folks, the more Rumbles we get, the more that God's word is on the leaderboard. The more that people are going to see it that may not have ever seen it. Ethich says, just before Rise Up today, received a troublesome text from my husband's grown son, trying to cause division. By the way of me and his father, tuned out, did not respond, and now watching Rise Up. Boom! L.M. Burkowski, you have made leaps and bounds, Jeremy, just a year and a half ago. You're not only helped me come to the Lord, but you have drew closer and closer. I can tell just by the way you speak every day. I agree. I can feel it. And I love it. I love it. That's right, Miranda. Self-control is a true fruit of the Spirit. But it isn't just that. It isn't just giving in to your flesh to go, oh, let me out. I want to say something. What about the way you drive? What about the way you act? What about the way you present yourself in front of people? Are you forthcoming? Are you building barriers without knowing it? Are you a joy to be around? Are you walking around rolling your eyes with a negative look on your face? Do people want to be around you? This is all giving into flesh. This is all listening to voices and not verses. Are you proud? Do you believe that you are better than everybody else and everybody else is right, wrong, and you are right? Annette says, Crystal, meaning as a girl's name, is a follower of Christ. Ice. Crystal is an alternative from a form of Christina, also means ice, brilliant, and a straightforward person. Crystal, is that not you? Is that not you? Brilliant and a straightforward person? What a great show today, huh? What a great episode today. I want to read here. Because this kind of works its way into what we're talking about today. Psalm 139:1. Know thyself. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. The ancient philosopher said, know thyself, but that's hard to do. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Apostle Paul cautions us against being too quick to approve ourselves or condemn others, saying, I care very little if I'm judged by you. You know that saying? You think I care what you think about me? You think I care at all? What you say, how you judge me? Psh, get out of here. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. I care very little if I am judged by you. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. We must be careful about being overly introspective and too quick to criticize others. As fallen creatures, we're capable of wounding ourselves and others with misguided judgments. Yes, be discerning about right and wrong and be willing to properly admonish someone when the Spirit leads. But remember, there's only one who can actually read their heart, and that's not you. How much better to say with the psalmist, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of everlasting. I have one more thing that I want to read for you. And then we'll play a video. Okay? Hearing the shepherd's voice. I am considering now all the clamoring voices, which too much overwhelm. Claiming attention, and yes, allegiance, in ways they do not deserve. This is the voice is calling to you in thousands of different ways every day. in ways they do not deserve, in ways and times and places which are certainly not life-giving. They do not lead to any kind of prosperity, peace, or joy. Those voices, which in too many ways, too many times, too often, drown out the voice which calls us to life. And oh, if you woken up in this world with me now, I expect you know of what I speak as you, I recollect, as with you, I recollect. Those voices which claim the only things which matter are those which are right in front of us, that which can be easily seen and measured. Those which insist that winning is what matters at any cost. That some are more worthy of love and belonging, purpose and opportunity than others. That say that the only way to get what one wants or needs is this world, in this world, is through violence or brutal domination. Those which lay claim to the false truth that you must do more, have more, be more. That somehow you are not enough, never enough. Those voices which do not know you at all, calling you to be that which you are not, that which you were never meant nor created to be. They are powerful voices. And too much they overwhelm us, don't they? And though the forms they take no doubt have evolved across the centuries, they are certainly no different than those which tried to outshout the voice of the shepherd. When you hear the gospel, where Jesus speaks of the sheep who hear his voice, those he knows, those who follow him. And so it is, I find myself now wondering at what it was, what it is the sheep hear when they listen to and follow the voice of Jesus. Without a doubt, one does not have to dig any deeper than what is presented to us in these short verses, which are ours to live in now. For here, we hear of the promise of everything that will ever matter in this life and the next life, eternal life. Life which goes deep in what matters now and extends far beyond our imagination. And we hear the uncompromising promise of protection, not once, but twice, that those whom God has claimed will not, cannot be snatched away, no matter how insistently those other voices promise or threaten. Beautiful, huh? We need to focus on verses, not voices, folks. And those voices will scream at us all day to be you. Come on, be you. Who cares about what you're supposed to do? Doesn't it feel good to do this? Doesn't it feel good to say that? Doesn't it feel great to exemplify by being proud and put yourself up on a pedestal and be better than everybody else, be praised by everybody else, have people love you all over the world? Isn't that what you want? Money, cars, clothes, people? Come on, just get it. I have a great video here to show you. Now, this is a man who goes around the country filming himself, taking opportunities that he's given by God to spread the gospel. Now he's in this store with this girl, and she's explaining to him these crazy products that are in this store. And he waits for the right opportunity. And the opportunity happens to be a candy bar to spread the gospel. You're going to love this video, ladies and gentlemen. And we could all take a lesson from this, because we should look for any possible reason to talk about God. Even if it's just saying God bless and the person doesn't like it, it's okay.
You might like them too, like
the green apple sour heads. That's crazy.
Wait, what year were you born, if you don't mind? Yes.
95.
91.
91? Oh my God, you're young. Okay, so you might remember.
She's gonna say you're old, but she.
You're young. So this drink, I don't know if you remember, was popular early 2000s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly Canadians, those are back.
Yeah, we also
got Cream Savers, if you remember those.
Yeah, I remember all that.
We also got the cool drinks too. If you like Bob Ross, we're very big on Bob Ross.
What do you have over here?
Over here we got the chocolate.
You got what?
The chocolate station. The whole thing over here is all chocolate. Most people love this. I haven't had it yet, but it's
Abba Zaba?
Yeah.
Abba, that's crazy. Abba. You know what that means?
What?
Abba. You know what that means? Father.
Means father?
Yeah. Like Father God. Like.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll tell that to the next customer.
What do you think about Abba? What do you think about Father God?
Father God? I think it's interesting.
That's all I need.
Do you believe in him and God?
Yeah, I think I do. I know I believe in something. I know I believe in there's someone watching over us. Kind of healing us too in our process and our journey. So okay. I do believe in that.
What kind of journey do you think we're on?
I believe that. Oh, don't make fun of me, but I.
No,
think,
no, I won't. I this is like interesting.
We're all kind of living like a Sims kind of thing. Like someone's kind of taking over, making jokes of our lives kind of thing. You know, like the hurricanes happening. I feel like someone chooses those.
Really?
Yeah. It's just an idea. I don't 100% believe in it, but.
You said you feel like somebody's watching over us and he's healing us, right?
Yeah, healing us and giving us disasters too. You know what I mean? Like natural disasters.
So you feel like he's a mean creator?
No, I think he's just human. I feel like we're both good and bad, so I don't think he's a mean person. I just think he just picks and chooses what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of like the Bible? What do you think about the Bible?
Bible's interesting. I've read the Christian Bible. I've never read the Catholic Bible. I don't know if there's a difference, but
you didn't grow up religious.
No, I did not. That's but my family cool. did. They grew up Catholics, but most of my friends were Christians.
Really?
So I was leaning towards the Christian religion more.
And
yeah.
What did you think about you? Did you read the whole Bible?
No, I did not read the whole Bible. I did have the book though.
Because you said, you know, you feel like God, you know, he does good and he heals us, but he also brings disaster on us.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Bible teaches us that everything was good at the beginning. Like, he actually gave man dominion. He says, go, anything you touch will prosper. Like, everything you do, everything was good. But man sinned, man fell, and he rebelled against God. So disaster, the curse came upon the land, curse came upon this this a fallen world.
Yeah.
So that's why you see everything that you see, like disease, like disasters, yeah. storm, like you know, all that, everything you see is because of the fall, the initial fall, right? So everything came in through sin. Death, the Bible teaches that death came in through sin. God told God actually told Adam and Eve, he said, the day you eat of this tree is the day you die. Did they die right away when they ate it? They didn't.
They did.
No, so what happened is that, yes, even though they did die eventually physically, but they died instantly spiritually because we were created as spiritual beings as well. Like, we have three parts. You have a body, right? You can see my body, right?
Yeah.
So the earth, it has to be sustained of the earth, right? The food and water. But then you have a soul and then you have a spirit. Your spirit is born of God. It's his life in you. And it has to be sustained through relationship, through communion with him. But then you have your soul, and that's what is made. Your soul's made up of your mind, your will, your emotions, what you're feeling, right? And your spirit man died right away. Whenever sin came in, spirit died. God departed. His life departed from man. So every man is born spiritually dead. And their carnal man, their fleshly man. Does that make sense? Okay, so Jesus came back to breathe back into man the breath of life. The Bible teaches that he's the second Adam. And so this is very interesting. When Jesus resurrected, have you heard the story? That he died on the cross, right? And that he resurrected. Okay, well, when he resurrected, the first two things that he told his disciples, he said, peace be unto you, peace be unto you. And then why peace? Because peace was restored. Peace was lost in the garden. We were enemies of God after that. We were alienated from God. But peace had been restored after the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus. And then he did this. This is interesting. He went, he breathed on them. And then he says, receive Holy Spirit. Receive the Ruach, the breath of God. So he breathed back. The breath of God back into man's nostrils. Life came back to man after Jesus resurrected. So you can, have you ever heard this saying? Jesus says, unless you're born again, you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. Have you ever heard that? So you have to be born again. So we're born once, right? Physically, right? Touch your body. Okay, you're born physically.
Yes.
This is cool, right?
Yeah.
You're born physically. But Jesus says, in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, to understand these spiritual things, to walk in the spirit, to live in the spirit, you have to be born again. But this time of the spirit. Jesus was talking to a religious guy, and the religious guy says, what are you talking about? What are you talking? You're telling me I have to be go back into my mom's womb? He says, no, no, no. That which is flesh, that which is human, but that which is spirit, and Jesus says, unless you're born again, you won't enter into the kingdom of heaven. So you have to be born again. Does that make sense? So like, if you want a relationship with God, you have to be born again. So you won't ever have a real relationship with him without life coming back into your spirit. Do you want to know how you can be born?
How?
The Bible talks about in the book of Peter that glory be to God because we've been born again. Why? Because God raised Jesus from the dead. Because Jesus resurrected. Because if you have full faith in what Jesus did, that he lived this life sinless, did many miracles, and he died for you, his blood is a payment for you. Because you sinned, right?
Yeah,
me too. We've all sinned. The Bible says every one of us. So you are separated from God right now. There's actually a separation. And you didn't know this, but you're separated from him. And he wants you to himself. The wall that was separating you, your sin has been torn through Jesus. Jesus is giving you access through his blood, but you have to believe what he did, that he was innocent, that he died for you, that he gives you access to the Father, and he wants to breathe back into your spirit. Isn't that cool?
It is crazy though. But the only thing I have an issue is, will he accept me even after all my sins?
Yes.
I didn't go back to church or anything that.
So the thing is this is an awesome question. Ask that one more time because this is powerful.
Will he accept me back, into heaven if I don't go back to church forgiven, I guess?
So church doesn't get you to heaven. Church is good, and you should always go to church so you can learn, so you can be around other believers and grow, but church never got you to heaven. We are the church. The Bible teaches that, right? What you need to do is repent of your sins, right? Change your mind. Repentance means I change my mind. I don't want to keep living this way anymore. This way of life was never going to sustain me, was never going to satisfy me. Tired of going from relationship to relationship to relationship. This is never going to satisfy me. This well that I've been drinking from, this cup, it's running dry. It's not going to fulfill me. I turn from this. I want to turn to God so that he can give me life. I want to turn to Jesus. When you turn to him, he'll give you life. And in his life, it'll give you a new spirit, a new nature. So you'll begin to desire the things that he desires. You're not going to have an appetite for sin no more. You're going to get convicted. You're going to be like, I don't want to do this no more. And you're going to start to yield to the Holy Spirit and allow him to teach you and convict you and mold you and shape you. And you go from glory to glory. So you're not going to stay the same after this. Oh, man, you'll be changing. Look at me. I did cocaine for 10 years, right? God has completely changed me. He set me free. I didn't have to go through a program or nothing. God, the Spirit of God empowered me.
You did all that by yourself with God?
With the Lord. Everything. You know how I did it? By accepting his truth, his love. Accepting his love every morning. That's how it began to satisfy me. I was like, I don't want this cocaine no more. I don't want this. Right? So anything that you've been struggling with, and I don't know, but anything that you've been struggling with, God's going to help you through it. If you receive Jesus truly today, his life is going to come into your spirit. But check this out. There's a born-again experience, and then there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism is to be empowered to be a witness. Jesus went around through the cities, casting out demons, raising the dead, healing the sick. He wants to put the same power in you. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
So you're not just going to be a Christian and be like, I guess I'm just a Christian because I said Jesus is my Lord. You're going to live with him. You're going to walk with him. You're going to commune with him, and you're going to walk in power. So you're going to see other ladies that are struggling with things or anybody, and you're going to say, hey, can I pray with you? And that power is going to flow out of you. And they're like, oh my gosh, my leg is good. I don't have no more pain. Are you ready to receive it? You ready to receive Jesus? Oh man, come on. Have you been dealing with anxiety?
Yeah, I have.
Like a lot?
Okay. It hasn't been going away for years. I think as soon as I left high school, it just hit more.
So you had anxiety for years?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 years now.
You're ready for the Lord. Jesus came. You believe that he came as a man, right? God. Mm-hmm. It was perfect. And he died for your sins. You believe that?
I do.
Amen. And he wants to give you life. You want that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So just repeat this, and I'm going to pray for you. And then I'm going to command that spirit of anxiety to leave you. It's a spirit that comes in. It's demonic, okay? Just don't be scared. God is here. The Lord's here. You're a little nervous, right?
I'm a little nervous, yeah.
Okay, so say this. Father.
Father.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus.
And wash me.
And wash me.
And cleanse me.
And cleanse me.
I'm no longer a sinner.
I'm no longer a sinner.
I'm a daughter.
I'm a daughter.
I'm accepted by you. Your word.
Your word.
Says.
Says.
That those who call on your name.
That those that call on your name.
Shall be delivered.
Shall be delivered.
God.
God.
I'm calling on your name.
I'm calling on your name.
I need you.
I need you.
And your word also says.
And your word also says.
That you would give to those.
That you would give to those.
Who ask.
Who ask.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you.
Feel me.
You feel me.
Spirit of anxiety.
Spirit of anxiety.
Leave me now.
Leave me now.
Go. Right now. Every unclean spirit of anxiety to loose from her mind right now. Yeah, come up and come off her now. Now every unclean spirit, yeah, every unclean spirit, leave now. Every unclean, yeah, every unclean spirit, every demon, come out. You leave from her now. Don't you ever touch this child of God again. Go.
Look at this coughing fit she's in.
Go. The blood of Jesus is against you. Yeah.
Look at this.
Everybody go. Go. Come out. Every unclean spirit, leave her mind. Leave her mind. Go. Yeah, there it is. All of it out. All of it out. Every snake out of her throat.
Wow.
Every snake. Everything that came in through trauma as a child.
Wow.
Loose. Loose. Yeah, loose her. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Dizzy.
What are you feeling? You feeling dizzy?
Dizzy?
Okay,
dizzy,
okay.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Now, Holy Spirit, fill your daughter. Yeah, fill your daughter. Fill your daughter. Hallelujah.
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 Feel got me so dizzy.
Wow. Wow, you look different.
Yeah.
You good?
I feel out of spirit.
What's going on in you?
Just dizzy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, right now. More freedom. She will not lose her hair. She will not be anxious no more. She will not grind her teeth. Right now, everything goes. She's going to sleep so good tonight, Lord. What are you feeling right now? You feel light.
I feel a lot better now. I feel lighter, yeah.
Yes.
I feel like...
Have you ever seen that deliverance?
Mm-mm.
That's deliverance. It's demonic spirits that come into people through open doors, through sin, or through fear, and they attack you. So you feel better now.
Better.
Hallelujah.
I feel different.
You
I
do.
Yeah.
You're born
I'm
again.
Energetic now. I was actually tired earlier because I just worked an open to close shift yesterday, so I feel like I just had coffee. If that makes sense.
Wow.
That's
the spirit of God in you right now. Let me prophesy over you. Father, right now, thank you for what you're going to do. What's your name again?
Destiny.
Thank you for what you can do in her destiny,
destiny
Lord.
Is her
her
name.
Purpose,
wow.
Your purpose in her life, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in destiny. Everything changes from this moment forward. Lord, thank you that she's gonna be a mighty woman of God, prophesying, preaching, walking in power, casting demons out herself, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, guys, this was a powerful encounter. Isaac wanted to go in there, and we knew that there was going to be a divine encounter. So we went in this candy. We don't even like candy, but we just went in there. I kind of did want to see the cool candies they had. They had all types of crazy flavors. As I was talking to Destiny, I'm speaking to the Lord and having communion with him while I'm having these encounters. I said, Lord, give me an entryway. How do we go from candy to Jesus and the blood? How? We keep asking her questions. The Lord opened the door. How? This candy was Abba Zaba. And I said, wow, look, do you know what Abba means? So I know it's Father. And I said, what do you think about Father? Father God. And, you know, so it was just an amazing way that the Lord prepared this for us. And we got to preach the gospel.
Tell me. Now, you know how that doesn't happen? It doesn't happen if he doesn't have the courage to go in there and do that. It doesn't happen if he's not on fire for the Lord. And it doesn't happen. What happened to that girl, she'll remember for the rest of her life. She'll remember for the rest of her life, and she'll always now have something to come back to if she strays again. We talked about doors being open, haven't we? We talked about leaving doors and windows open and how he worms his way in. Shut those doors. Seal those doors. No more horror movies. No more torture movies. No more death. No more destruction. No more evil spirits. No more worshiping the dead. No more watching zombie movies or any of that stuff like that. Get it out and get it out now, because he will use those voices to worm his way in so you can't hear verses. Pretty incredible stuff, folks. Pretty incredible stuff. Well, I'm going to take you out the same way I brought you in, with some great, beautiful music. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I will be back at 11 o'clock for 2 hours of Live from America. But right now, Mike Crispy live from Milwaukee, probably from his hotel room. He's been working double shifts, and Mike had a great, great broadcast at 5 p.m. last night when him and Sean switched times. The store should be back up within the hour or so. I can't wait to see you guys at 11. God bless each and every one of you. I love you. Love my sister, her third day here. Hope she keeps coming. River Rat's been here for a couple months now. It's on like Donkey Kong. God bless you guys. Have a great morning. We'll see you later.